The Nationals are playing host to the Phillies, and Michael Taylor would have himself a career night thanks in part to the Phillies' defense.
Here's the 0-1. Swing and a drive, center field straight away. Herrera came in, and it's over his head. It'll go to the wall. One run scores. Zimmerman will score. Here comes Wieters. Now Taylor around third. The throw home, and he is safe at the plate as the ball skips past Alfaro. And it'll go as an inside-the-park grand slam for Michael Taylor, 6-3 Washington. 2-0, swung on and drilled. Deep left field, forget about it. Third hit of the night for Turner. He's a triple away from the cycle. It's a two-run shot, and it's now a 9-4 Nationals lead. The 2-1. Hoskins swings, it hits in the air, deep left center field, long run Stevenson, and it is gone! As it bounds into the Phillies bullpen, it came back out onto the field of play, but it's a three-run home run for Reese Hoskins. His 13th of the year, and what a way to break an 0-for-10 at the plate with a three-run jack, and it's a three-run game again as it's 10-7. 2-2, Doolittle delivers. And a swing and a miss. He struck him out. The ball game is over as the Nationals win another one-run game. This one a whole lot different than last night. A slugfest here in D.C., and the Nationals outlast the Phillies 11-10.
Washington continues to close in on a playoff berth. 11-10 is your final. Michael Taylor finishes 4-for-5 with a grand slam, a triple, and a career-high 5 RBIs. The Nats have won 5 straight games, and Max Scherzer gets the win. He's 8-0 in his last 13 starts against the Phillies. So the Phillies fight back in this one, but they fall just short. They've now dropped their last 3 games. Here's the skipper, Pete Maccanin.
If you would have told me that on a night that we hit 3 three-run home runs and lost a game, I wouldn't have believed that, especially on a night that Scherzer pitched. We made him throw a lot of pitches. Scored 10 runs. You'd like to win a game when you score 10 runs. That one inning and hurt us bad. You know, it would have been 2 outs, nobody on base, and it just led to 4 runs. So that was a difference in the game. Good to see those home runs. Good to see Mike Califranco hit the home run. Williams, 4 hits. I like his aggressive nature at the plate. There's a lot of good things in the game today. With we're hitting home runs, driving in runs, we're playing hard, and Crawford got his first RBI, made a nice play to save a run, and that's about it.
Did he say anything? He just totally misplayed it.
Yeah, you know what? And those are tough. The ones right at you, you can't tell if they're going to take off or sink, and he just misplayed.
The Scherzer strikeout where he just was not.
Well, you know, he has a tendency to get caught up in his own little routine, and right. You know, he's got to make sure that he doesn't get caught doing that, you know, putting his head down and waiting to get ready. And you know, we've seen quick pitches before, and that really wasn't even a quick pitch. He wound up and caught everybody. He caught the catcher by surprise.
Seemed like that got Scherzer frustrated in the first inning when he worked the walk, and maybe Scherzer had that in mind, like, I'm gonna get him back here.
Well, you know, it's competition. You're competing, and Scherzer doesn't like to lose. You know, but we've seen quick pitches throughout this whole season, and that wasn't, and to me, it wasn't even a quick pitch.
Did Herrera get back to that when it got over his head? Did he run back there? It didn't seem like he really ran after it.
Yeah. I couldn't tell for sure. It didn't look like he was sprinting after it, but you know, in the end, a good throw home would have had the runner. He would have been out by 10 feet. The relay throw home was way off the mark.
The Phillies will try to break back into the win column on Saturday when Mark Leiter makes the start in D.C.